This is Wisconsin High School Football Weekly. Coach interviews, key matchups, and all of the storylines from the gridiron. With your hosts, Travis Wilson and Justin Hall.
Welcome to the postseason. Yes, it's our Level 1 playoff edition of High School Football Weekly. The brackets are out, the matchups are made, and we get to talk about them for the next 25 minutes, along with Travis Wilson of Wisports.net. I'm Justin Hall, and busy weekend for you, Travis.
A busy weekend, but it was a good weekend. All things considered, the tiebreaker process that I had to go through Friday night could have been a lot worse, could have been a lot longer, so I'll take it. If we can have that every year, I wouldn't be too upset.
Well, Travis, let's dive right into it. Playoff matchups. We're going to try to talk about as much as we can here on the program tonight. Also, a couple of head coaches joining us, Coach Chad Michaelwitz with DePeer and Ryan McMillan with Oconomowoc a little bit later on in the show. But, Travis, I'll just throw it out there generally, general statement. What's the biggest storyline you took from these pairings?
Well, in terms of the divisional placement, there was a number of things that were pretty interesting there. It looked like for a while Friday night, Franklin, who's undefeated and I think a real threat to Kimberly and Arrowhead in Division One, looked like they might drop down to Division Two. Ended up not working out that way. They're the second or third smallest team in D1, but Chippewa Falls, DePeer, Germantown all dropped down to D2. On the D2 and D3 cut line, Greendale ended up as the smallest team in Division Two once again. Monona Grove was the largest team in Division Three once again. Some really good teams dropped down to Division Four that I think really strengthened that division. Freedom, Osceola dropped down, Sheboygan Falls as well. Spencer Columbus Catholic dropped from 4 to 5. They're an unbeaten team, champions of the Clover Belt Conference. And then a bunch of really good teams dropped down to Division 7. I think D7 is the best it has ever been, at least in the time that I've been covering high school football in the state of Wisconsin. Already 7 or 8 very good teams, state title contending teams there. And you had 3 or 4 more drop down, Hurley, Coleman, Spring Valley as well. So that cut line story was really, I think, one of the big storylines of that Friday and Saturday as the pairings and brackets and groupings came out.
You know, Travis, some of those results, too, in Week 9, specifically, you go to Division One and you saw Fond du Lac lose to Marshfield and Arrowhead fall to Muskego, and that kind of started some of the shockwaves and that ripple-down effect.
Yeah, the one by Fond du Lac was especially shocking. Marshfield was out of playoff contention, but goes in there and gets a nice win over Fond du Lac, and didn't prevent Fond du Lac from getting a 1 seed. They still got the 1, so it didn't really change anything there. But Arrowhead, they had been ranked 2nd in the state, and losing to Muskego, a very, very good team, dropped them from a likely 1 seed all the way down to a 3 seed. Maybe that gives them a little bit more of a chip on their shoulder, in addition to, of course, that loss to Kimberly in the state title game last year. That might make the Warhawks even more dangerous this postseason.
Yeah, Arrowhead, Middleton, and Oconomowoc, a power pack grouping there in Division One. In fact, I mentioned before, we'll talk to Oconomowoc head coach Ryan McMillan coming up in just a little bit. But we'll take our first break, come back, and when we return, we're talking to one of the unbeaten teams in Division Two. They're a 1 seed, and DePeer head coach Chad Michaelwitz will join us when we return. He's Travis Wilson of Wisports.net. I'm Justin Hall. This is our playoff edition, Level 1 High School Football Weekly.
Wisports.net is your home for high school sports in the state of Wisconsin, with news, data, and information you won't find anywhere else. Whether you're a casual fan looking for basic information like scores, rosters, stats, and schedules, or you want to go more in-depth with expert analysis, recruiting news, and preview information, we've got you covered. You can also find state rankings, historical information, and past season data going back more than 10 years. Wisports.net, your number one source for high school sports in Wisconsin.
They are role models and educators. Their work requires a great deal of time and energy for very little pay. Who are these unsung heroes?
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
The simple truth about education-based athletics in Wisconsin is this. Without a committed team of coaches and administrators, it just wouldn't be possible. School sports, they bring out the best in all of us. This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
And back at it, it's our Level 1 Playoff Edition of High School Football Weekly, gearing up for all the Friday night action, along with Travis Wilson of Wisports.net. I'm Justin Hull, and we welcome in our first guest tonight. He is the head coach of the FRCC champion, De Pere Redbirds, Chad Michaelwitz. A 9-0 season capped off with a nice win last week over Bayport. Coach, really do appreciate it. Congrats on the conference title, first for you guys since 2007. Just talk about this year and what you've seen from your team, Chad.
You know, I've seen a team that's gone through a heck of a maturation process. You know, we won our last seven conference games to finish out the last season and lost an overtime thriller to Ashwaubenon. So we knew we'd have a good group coming back. But as is the case with any football team, you got new juniors coming up. You never know how that team chemistry is going to play out. And our goal has just been to get better every week. And all those factors, you know, have proved to work in our favor, and we've put together a nice season so far.
Coach, an outstanding regular season, but now we're on to the second season, the playoffs. As you look at your bracket, your first-round matchup, what are your initial thoughts when you got those seedings done at the seeding meeting on Saturday?
You know, I think it's a really good bracket. Still not totally familiar with the Big Rivers, even though we were kind of in that same looking bracket last year. Our first-round opponent, obviously Southwest, the conference opponent. Actually, the high school I went to, so I know those guys really well. They played us really tough in week three of the season. So we're expecting, there's no cakewalks in Division II. I think it's a really deep division. So if we take anyone lightly, that's going to be a mistake by us. But, you know, again, looking at the bracket as a whole, you got defending champion Menasha, who very easily could be 9-0. You got Chippewa Falls, who everyone talked very highly about. Coach Labuda is always going to put a good product on the field, and the Ashwaubenon Jaguars, of course, are still there as well.
Chad, how has scouting changed over the years? I mean, it seems like now you're not familiar with these teams, but with technology where everything has gone, it's a lot easier to get familiar with teams now.
Yeah, Huddle's incredible. You know, I think most schools in the state now are using that. And for me, I kind of cut my teeth at the college level with Coach Fitzgerald at Northwestern and at Winona State University. And so, you know, Huddle lets you go as in-depth as you want. You know, coaches, you can drive yourselves crazy with the breakdown and things like that. But in terms of my own personal game preparation, I think it's awesome because you can, as much time and data as you're willing to put in, as much information you can learn about your opponent. So it's we've come a long ways from mailing or meeting up with a couple of VHS tapes. It's really awesome what you're able to do with the Huddle program.
We're talking with De Pere head coach Chad Michaelwitz. Let's talk about your first round matchup, your level one matchup against Southwest. You mentioned a conference opponent, a team that you played already this year. 52-44, I believe, was the score the first time around, a shootout. What do you got to do better, especially defensively, this time around to keep them in check a little bit more?
Well, I think that's a multiple-layer answer. For our defense is the exact same 11 as we had that week, so I think that's a good thing. You know, we're giving up 44. We had a hard week. We created no takeaways that game. We couldn't get off the field on third down. But when I look at what we've done since, you know, we finished with the top defense in the league, both in points allowed and yards allowed. So that's kind of the only black eye on our schedule. But I think the communication increases, the physicality increases, the comfort in what we're asking those guys to do increases. And I really think a big storyline, Southwest has done an absolutely amazing job, and they're a young team. They're going to be really good next year as well. I think the bottom line is going to come down to is we're a two-platoon team playing, you know, 22 to 30 kids getting serious reps, and they're a little banged up. They got some phenomenal athletes, but they're playing a heck of a lot of football plays going both ways for a whole season. So, you know, we're hoping that we can just kind of grind them out and wear them down throughout the process of the game.
Well, it's one of those big-time groups there in Division II, that Group A, and the one seed there is De Pere, Chad Michaelwitz, their head coach, joining us here. And, Coach, really do appreciate your time, and best of luck with Southwest and the rest of the way, okay?
Thanks to both of you. We really appreciate what you guys do for high school athletics. It's awesome. Thanks for having me.
And Travis, that grouping with De Pere, you have Menasha, runners up there, Chippewa Falls, Superior, a couple of good teams. Maybe the best grouping there in Division II with De Pere headlining it as the one seed.
Two really strong groupings, that one and then the one with all the North Shore teams as well. But we talked about it with Coach Michaelwitz. It's a tough game for him as a one seed to get Green Bay Southwest right off the bat. Southwest runs a high-tempo, high-powered passing attack. Their quarterback, Clayton Ladston, leads the state in passing this year, and as we mentioned, gave De Pere all they could handle in an earlier game this season. But it is a very interesting group. A lot of the same teams that were in there last year when it was a real, real difficult grouping there. I mean, Superior, Chippewa Falls, and Menominee come out of the Big Rivers that we've talked about all year that might be right there with the Classic Eight as the best conference in the state of Wisconsin. Ashwaubenon beat Bayport, so you know that they're a threat. I mean, even Hortonville is a 7 seed. I could see giving Menasha some problems. Of course, they played an instant classic last year where Menasha had to get a 2-point conversion to win that one. So very, very difficult grouping there. And it's not going to be easy for DePere as a 1 seed unbeaten team to come out of that one.
Real quickly, Travis, what stands out in Division III?
In Division III, you know, we have a couple teams that have some losses, but are still, I think, considered among the favorites. Rice Lake went down in Week 9 to Chippewa Falls. They still got a 1 seed, and they're a heavy, heavy favorite to come out of their grouping. Catholic Memorial, 2 losses in the Classic 8. They're a 2 seed. And I still think one of the favorites in Division III overall. They have Kewaskum in their bracket. It's going to be a tough game with them as well. Monona Grove has a loss as a 1 seed, but with Torrin Young running the football over 2,000 yards this year for the Iowa commit, they can do some really good things. And then Xavier is undefeated, looking very good. Has run the gauntlet in the Bay Conference, but is that pounding that they took week in and week out in a very good Bay Conference going to result in a stumble maybe? They've got what it takes. They've got the offensive and defensive combination, and this could be the year they get to Madison.
Travis Wilson of Wishsports.net. I'm Justin Hull. Oconomowoc head coach Ryan McMillan joins us to talk some D1 when we return. It's High School Football Week.